Reconnect and heal today. Welcome to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Love Never Dies Radio. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and I'm so happy to be with you again today. So I have a question for you. Are you ready to dream your way to health? If you said yes, then you're going to want to meet my guest today, Kathleen O'Keefe Canabos. She's a three-time breast cancer survivor whose precognitive dreams diagnosed her illness and guided her through treatments and surgeries. She has lived to become an international bestseller and multi-award-winning author, producer, and host of Wicked Housewives on Cape Cod radio and television programs, and an international speaker and intuitive dream coach. These achievements were reached with one goal in mind: save even one life by educating others on the power of our dreams to diagnose and heal our health, wealth, and relationships. Healing, and as a three-time breast cancer survivor whose precognitive dreams diagnosed her illness, later validated by medical pathology reports, Kathleen would love to bring this gift to you as well. So, without further ado, I want to introduce you to Kathleen O'Keefe Canavos. Are you with me?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Dr. Jamie Turndorf. What a wonderful introduction.
Well, it's lovely to have you. And, you know, I didn't say your story was featured on the Dr. Oz Show and the doctors. And it was co-authored with Duke University medical radiologist Dr. Larry Burke, and it's based on his dream breast cancer research. So, I didn't say the title of your book. It's called Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. And it's an amazing book. So would you like to start by telling everybody a little bit about your story and then how you came to write the book?
Sure. You know, I had my mammogram. I was 39. I had my mammogram, and all the, you know, paperwork came back that said I was healthy and you know, blah, blah, blah. That little yellow slip that comes in your mailbox tells you you're healthy. The mammogram was great and negative for any breast cancer. And then I started having these recurrent dreams. And I always say a recurring dream is a dream that tells you you did not get something the first time that the dream was telling you. And so It keeps coming back and telling you over and over again. And in this dream, I would be dreaming my regular dream, Dr. Jamie, and all of a sudden my dream would freeze, like just like your screen on your computer. And a pop-up would come into the dream, and it was a window into the other realm. And that window would turn into to a door, and through this door walked monks. And I remember thinking to myself in the dream, which made it a lucid dream, what are monks doing here? And the monks said to me in the dream, come with us, we have something to tell you. And they led me through that door into what I call the room between realms. And this is a special room that many of the dreamers in my book also went into. And in this room, the monks, dressed as Franciscan monks with the brown hooded robes and the rope belt and the little leather sandals, they had their hoods up so I could never see their face. They said, give me your hand. I gave them my hand. They put it on my breast, and they said, do you feel that right there? And I said, yes. They said, that is breast cancer. You go back to your doctor without an appointment, and you tell him you need additional testing. So I did. I went back to my doctor. This isn't in my dream. This is in my waking world. I went back to my doctor and said, I know something's wrong. And he said, well, let's do another mammogram. Long story short, it took me 3 months of getting mammograms, blood tests, and physicals before finally, when the monks came into my dream, I started crying. And I said, look, I know why you're here, and there's nothing I can do. The doctors won't give me my tests, and I can't do it for myself. And the monk reached into the sleeve of his robe and took out a tiny white feather and said, use this like a sword to cut through your arguments tomorrow. Go back to your doctor without an appointment, and you need exploratory surgery. So again, long story short, when I woke up out of anesthesia, I convinced my doctor to do it. And he said pathology didn't like what they saw when we cut open what we thought was a fibrostic tumor. And I said, is it breast cancer? And he said, yes. Now I'll get you, I have to get you a specialist. So it turned out I had breast cancer, which was then validated by pathology reports, but it was found by monks in my dreams.
It's amazing, isn't it? And then you said it happened three times. So did the monks come to you two other times?
Yes, they did. They came to me every single time. And when they came back, almost 5 years later, almost to the day, and they said, it's back. And I, you don't want to believe your dreams. You don't want to believe your monks.
Mm.
You want to believe your doctors who are telling you you're healthy, congratulations, go home. That's who you want to believe. But I knew those monks were right. They wouldn't be there if they weren't. And so I had to stand in my power as a woman and speak my truth and be extremely demanding to the point of being a pain in the butt to get an MRI, which showed I had a 9 by 11 centimeter tumor that they had missed in mammograms again. And I kept asking them, why are you using mammograms to watch for recurrence when mammograms didn't show my first breast cancer? And they said, because mammograms are only as good as the people who take them and the people who read them, and we're the best. So when
well,
I
if
went
this
back,
is the best, help me.
Yeah, I reminded them of that, and I said, when you've got patients who mammograms did not work for, which is 30% of women throughout the world, there's 30% of us, you really must use MRI to watch for recurrence.
So, you know, you had to not be the good girl and the polite girl, and you're fighting for your life, and really, this is your calling for humanity, because you are the spokesperson, the spokeswoman for all the women who need to speak up about their own breasts and not be meek and not just defer to the white coat, the quote-unquote mm-hmm. expert, and listen mm-hmm. to what you know to be true and what you are being told in your dreams.
Absolutely. And mm-hmm. so, you know, in order to do exactly what you said, get the message out to the world, which is difficult because, you know, I needed my doctors to stay alive, obviously, because I think it's really important, Dr. Jamie, to point out, my monks in my dreams did not say, go find Swami Wami Rama Lama Ding Dong. No, because I had gone and done it. They said, you go back to your doctors. And you tell them you need a second set of tests, and these are the tests that you need. They were sending me back to the medical community because they had faith in the medical community. They just didn't have faith in that one doctor necessarily. So I think it's really important to point out that when you've got the spiritual world working with the medical world, you have a healing that's greater than the sum of its individual parts. So that's when I wrote my first book, Surviving Cancerland, because it was like being Alice in Wonderland. They give you medicines. They're not sure what's really going to happen. You're not sure what's really going to happen. Is it going to work? Are you going to blow up like a balloon? Are you going to shrink down? What's going to happen? And so that book was not, I actually had to hybrid publish that book. But it got out into the world, out into the ethos, as it were. And Dr. Larry Burke, who was the, at that time, I believe he was chief of radiology at Duke University Medical, was starting his breast cancer research program on dreams and breast cancer. And that was because as a radiologist, he was getting all these women coming in saying, you know, I found my breast cancer in a dream. And he's going, you what? And they were going, mm-hmm. yeah, we found our breast cancer in a dream, and we had to convince our doctors to do extra tests. And here we are, and that dream was validated by pathology reports. So he went on the internet to research that, and I came up. And so he took his first, I became one of his research patients, one of his little guinea pigs, as it were. And he took that report and published it in medical journals. And when he was all done, I said, so Larry, what are you going to do with all this information? And he said, well, I don't know. What do you want to do? And I said, let's write a second book. and let's get the information out to the world and tell people, you know, your dreams can save your life. And when you take the information from the dreams and you take it to the medical community and you stand in your power, you have a really good chance of surviving anything, any illness. So we did, and then, as I told you before the show, this is the one-year anniversary of the book. It came out in April of last year, and it was the foreign rights were bought by an Italian publisher, and we just won the Nautilus Book Award in science and cosmology, which is huge.
It's huge.
It shows that we can take the spiritual aspects of healing, mix it with conventional medicine, and come up with a healing that's greater than the sum of its individual parts.
Yeah, because you know that your loved ones in spirit are able to see things that we can't see. Like, for example, you know, mostly it happens in dreams because when your conscious mind is asleep, your superconscious mind is awake, so you're more accessible to the spirit realm and they are more easily able to reach you and bring you the divine guidance. But if you're living in the spirit realm most of the time, which I kind of am. I'm a strange person. I'm not all here. So I took a cruise, Kat, a couple years ago, and the cruise was on the Danube River. And we stopped at a village in somewhere it was Germany somewhere. And they said, you can take a walk up to these ruins up in the hills. And so I was walking by myself. And all of a sudden, I heard Jean, my husband in spirit, shout my name very loudly. Mm-hmm. And I did not know what he was trying to tell me, but I knew he was trying to get my attention. That night, I found a tick embedded in my back.
Mm.
So he was trying to guide me, and because I'd had chronic Lyme for decades untreated, he screamed to try to wake me up. And because he had warned me, I was more wary of my body that day, and I found the tick and got it out immediately. So I am in, you know, this is absolutely true what you're saying. And your loved ones actually will speak to you through symbols that are understandable to you, like the monks. Many monks are healers, you know. And so coming to you through that kind of symbol will get your attention and make you pay attention.
It certainly did.
Yeah.
Having a whole bunch of monks march into your dream, it gets your attention.
I tell you what, this particular order of monks are a bunch of breast men, so that would get my attention. Monks who are breast men, you know.
The Franciscans were breast men?
I'm teasing.
Oh, okay. Maybe you need some research. I didn't know that.
No, I'm teasing. You know, I mean, they're breast men.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. And, I mean, it's, you know, this is like a totally crazy aside. I had a woman who was in love with her whole life, a priest, a Catholic priest. He wasn't a Jesuit like my husband had been for most of his life, but a priest. And it was a relationship that was never consummated. He leaves his body, and he starts coming to her, and it's clear that he wants to make love to her. And I help her to dialogue with him in spirit, and he says, when is a priest ever going to get lucky? You know, it's like, come on. Can we make love now?
Yeah, in that realm.
So that was my association.
In that realm between realms. But
yeah.
Yes, our loved ones do come back to us, and throughout my treatment, Dr. Jamie, my mom would come back. And before I was even diagnosed, before I had an inkling that there was something wrong, she came into my dream. She had died 6 months earlier of colon cancer. She came into my dream, and she was up in the corner of my dream, like toward the left-hand corner.
Right.
And she reached down, and she took my hand, and she said, you are going to be just fine. I remember in my dream, I'm lying in my bed, still sleeping, but in my sleep, I'm looking up with my eyes at her floating above me. And I said, what do you mean I'm going to be just fine? She goes, you are going to be just fine. And then she disappeared, and I thought, well, yeah, why wouldn't I be fine? I'm fine right now. But within a month, I was diagnosed with the breast cancer, stage 2, and I was scared out of my mind because I'd already seen my mother die from cancer, and it was not pretty. So I went into a full panic attack. But my point
right.
is love never dies. And that love we can take with us to the other side, and that same love will bring those people back when we're in crisis.
Okay, so you know that my book is called Love Never Dies, right?
No, I didn't know that. I didn't know you had a book.
My book became number one internationally. It's the second Hay House book, Love Never Dies.
Oh, my goodness. Is there
yes,
synchronicity on this
show today? That's why you reached out to me and asked to be on my show, and you didn't even know why. Love never dies. Because love is the currency of connection. And, you know, Kat, my whole work is about helping people to understand that we don't die, we just leave our physical bodies. And it's a very simple thing. Quantum physics proves that 95% of our universe is comprised of dark matter or dark energy, not because it's evil, as in dark evil, but just because it doesn't reflect light. So we now understand that this 95% of the universe is what we call heaven or afterlife. And when you combine this scientific truth with what Einstein said, that energy can't be destroyed, what we have is simply when we shed the turtle shell of the physical body, the energy of our soul essence just moves into the dark matter. And we can learn to send and receive energetic communications to and from the dark matter. And that's what I teach how to do in my transdimensional grief resolution method. And they, exactly as you say, are here with a higher perspective, ready to guide us in our healing and in our prosperity and what is our right path to fulfill our purpose in life and be completely radiant in physical, mind, body, spirit, emotion, in every way. And they don't go anywhere. It's not like they come back. They're right here in the dark matter. We just need to learn how to tune to what I call the spirit channel in our brain to send and receive these communications. So what you're talking about is so wonderful because until you learn how to really perfect your ability to send and receive these communications energetically, you can count on your dreams because they will step into your dreams and get these energetic communications through to you.
That's so true. And it kind of brings up a question that somebody sent to me in an email for my radio show, which happens to be on this same Dream Vision 7 Network. It's called Dreaming Healing. And the question was, why do I keep hearing my name called when I'm in different places? And they've actually got a term for it, Dr. Jamie. It's
right.
called the cocktail effect, the cocktail
right.
party effect. And it's actually in my book. And you can be in a big group of people at a party, like at a cocktail party, and all of a sudden you can hear somebody in a group all the way across the room call your name or talk about you, and it's like your ear drops off your head and crawls across the floor and comes up in the middle of their conversation. The same thing happens during the day with people who have passed over but are loved ones, and that love brings them back.
But again, I don't say that they're brought back. I'm very adamant about this. Mm-hmm. They're right here. They don't go anywhere. They don't get brought back. They're literally here with us. They don't go anywhere. They're in the dark matter. So anyway, I'm very big on making that clear. So go on.
Okay, so they're here all the time, and then all of a sudden we're able to tune into them, and they're able to tune into us, just like your husband called your name.
Right.
When you had the tick on your hip, the right frequency, and boom, there you are.
Did you notice you just broke up, Kat?
No, I didn't. But that
that's Jean. So what Jean does is when he wants to validate the truth of something that I have said, he will break the audio. So I said, I'm adamant about this. They're right here, and they will let you know that they're right here by, well, their energy. So they'll interrupt the electronic frequencies. And so right after I said it, you just dropped off. We couldn't hear you. You'll hear that when you listen to the recording. You'll hear he was validating it by just stepping in and interrupting the frequency for a moment.
Yes. So did you hear when I said, you know, that's
yes.
what happened when you heard your voice called?
Yes. And then after that,
Cool. How cool
yeah.
is that? I've noticed it happens more with lights flickering. Like if I'm trying to call on a spirit or a loved one from the other side and I need help right that moment, something's going on, the lights in a room will flicker. And all
right.
the people will notice it and they'll look all around and,
right.
and then I know that I have either my guardian angel, my loved one is there,
right.
I'm okay, everything's going to work.
Exactly, exactly. And you can actually use the, what I call, earthly props, the electronic devices, to actually engage in a back-and-forth communication where you can actually say to them, well, if I'm reading you right, dim the lights or put the lights back on. And you can actually learn how to use these earthly props to engage in the conversation to get confirmation of the message you're getting.
Absolutely, I agree.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, a lot. I've noticed also, I don't know if you've noticed this, Dr. Jamie, but when I have dreams now about my mother, when she first passed, I mean, she looked just as she did before she was getting ready to pass. And then as time went on, when I would dream about her, she was much younger. She was in her prime. And that,
that's right.
and to the point where I didn't recognize her one time. I was in a dream with her, and she was walking beside me. And I said to her, where are we? And she said, we're in Chicago. And I said, oh, really? I've never been here before. And she goes, yes, we're in Chicago. And we were walking along a sidewalk, and she said, I want you to know that any time you need me, all you have to do is focus on this tree. And she went up a flight of stairs into a doorway. And beside the doorway was this tree. And I said, well, what kind of a tree is that? And she said, this is a pear tree. I have to go through this door now, but you can't. And she did. She disappeared through the door. It took me almost a year looking through books on dreams and signs and symbols on whatever.
Right, right.
What
to understand it was your mom.
It's the mother figure. It is the sign of the mother is the pear from the womb.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so then I suddenly went, oh, yes, my mother was raised in Chicago. That's who was walking beside me in those peep-toe shoes. I kept looking down at going, those are really cool shoes. Where can I get those? They look like they're from the 30s and the 40s. And they were.
Right, because they'll show you themselves at their prime. Because
mm-hmm.
when you leave your physical body, you're restored to your prime. When we come back, I'll tell a little bit about that. Let's just take a brief break, and we'll be back in a moment on Love Never Dies Radio.
Life, maybe you feel lonely and unloved, or your work doesn't bring you joy, or you're secretly jealous of others. Millions of people, even those who are successful and surrounded by those who love them, secretly feel empty. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf, and I want you to know that the real source of our discontent is disconnection. And connecting to others and feeling love to our core is the cure. But to really connect, you gotta get naked. And I don't mean drop and trowel. I'm talking about radical emotional nudity, where we expose our deepest self, warts and all. Being seen and loved in this vulnerable place is the key to unlocking the door to self-love, healing, deeply intimate relationships, vibrancy, and joy in every area of your life. Join me June 7 through 9 at the Art of Living Retreat Center in Boone, North Carolina. Get naked, get connected, and be radically transformed. To find out more, visit AskDrLove.com/live events. That's AskDrLove.com/live events.
Love Never Dies is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, also known as Dr. Love, is the number one international best-selling author of Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. If you're grieving the loss of a loved one, tune in and find out how to reconnect and heal any unfinished business using Dr. Turndorf's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique. Visit AskDrLove.com to find out more.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
You're listening to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you yearn to get along better with your life partner or spouse, friends, family members, and even coworkers, Dr. Turndorf's book, Kiss Your Fights Goodbye, Dr. Love's 10 Simple Steps to Cooling Conflict and Rekindling Your Relationship, shows you how to turn conflict into connection for a lifetime of lasting love. Find out more about Kiss Your Fights Goodbye at AskDrLove.com. This is Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. This show is for you, the listener. Once again, here's Dr. Turndorf.
Hi again, and welcome back to Love Never Dies Radio. I'm talking with Kathleen O'Keefe Canavos, three-time breast cancer survivor and author of the Nautilus Award-winning book, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. So, Kat, right before we took the break, I said, you know, our loved ones in spirit are, they're in their prime. And I discovered this when a young girl came into my office weeping that her dog left his body the night before. And I said, want to connect? And we connected, and the puppy, the dog, kept showing two huge big front paws. And I kept saying, what is this? And the little girl burst into tears, and she said, in his bodily life, my dog was missing his two front paws. So he was showing, in my spirit body, I've got back my two front paws, I'm good. So your mom showed herself as she was in her 40s, you know, during, she was healthy and strong and wearing really funky high heels. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. She was, and it was great to see. Once I figured that out, once I figured out it was really her, and I figured that out when I went in to find, I was looking for some old pictures of her and her family because my mother was orphaned very young. Her mother was a trapeze artist with the Barnum and Bailey Circus, and she was dropped. So my mom was about four when she went to be raised in a convent. And so I was looking for some pictures of her and her sister because in another dream, Dr. Jamie, I remember I kept saying to my spirit guides, the monks, because they were with me throughout my treatment. They were constantly there. I kept saying, I need to see my mom. I really miss my mom. I need to see my mom. And finally, one day, the monks said, okay, come on. And they came into my dream, just like I talked about before with the what I call the sacred dream door to the divine. And they took me into this area between realms. And my mother was standing with a group of women. And I almost felt like I was on a conveyor belt between two monks, and I couldn't get off, and it was moving very slowly through this room. And there were other people in front of me and behind me with spirit guides with them. And I saw my mom, and I said to the guide, I want to get off. I want to talk to her. And she said, no, you can't do that. You have to stay here. And my mom suddenly looked at me. She was with a group of women, and she mouthed the word, I love you. And she did that three times. And I said to the monk, I can't hear her. And he said, that's part of the process. So when I was going through these pictures, I saw the other women with her. I suddenly saw one of the women in the picture with my mother, and it was my aunt who had died 20 years before I was born.
So that's they're all together. Obviously, there is no time in the afterlife or the dark matter or heaven, whatever you want to call it. I don't even say died anymore, Kat, because I've discovered because we leave our bodies, I just say they left her bodies or your aunt left her body 25 years ago, which doesn't mean anything. You know, and it's interesting, this mouthing of the I love you, because very often Jean will come through to me through open vessels, which are animals or people who are very open, but when he comes through animals, whether it's a bird or a lizard or a chipmunk, they will wiggle their mouth three times, I love you, in the same way that our little canary who lived in a body would do, I love you. So that love never dies. Love is the currency of connection and the current of connection. So let's talk about one thing I found really wonderful in your book was how you talk about dream journaling. So could you share a little bit about that?
Certainly. I am an avid dream journaler for a number of reasons. I believe that for those of us who maybe were not able to immediately or on when we want to tap into the realm where our loved ones have gone here on the earth plane, we can't get that frequency whenever we want to. But there's a
right.
really important message that they need to give us. But we tap into that frequency naturally when we go to sleep. All the knobs are turned to there. And so then they can come into our dream world and they can speak to us, and they often will do it in different ways to get our attention. We may see a past pet. I've seen that in dreams where a young man died and his mother said, please, please, could you go and see if you could speak with my son? And the son was actually with a pet who told me that the son was changing bodies because he had abused his body in this life, which scared me. That really made me a little nervous. But I went back and told the mother about the cat in the dream, and she said, oh, my goodness, that was his cat when he was 5. So, yes, even our animals can speak to us when we're in this dream world, so we need to write that down because sometimes our dreams may not make sense to us right that minute. But during the day, and you were talking about this earlier, Dr. Jamie, we see signs and symbols during the day that can almost trigger the memory of that dream. And if we've got it journaled in our journal, we can go home and look that dream up, and that's called dream mapping. That's where you can go and use your dream as a map to find the treasure within that dream or within this world that is being offered to us by our loved ones.
That's lovely. I love that. It's beautiful. And you go on the treasure hunt. And in fact, I would say that when we're in a dream state, we are also in the spirit realm. We're literally out of our bodies in this moment. We're having an out-of-body experience. So we travel to the dark matter or heaven, whatever your orientation is, and it's so much easier then to have these conversations. And another thing that's really important, I think, to remember is that when you're in the dream state and you're connecting with the spirit realm, you're often going to see symbols, like you said, mm-hmm. and the interpretation of the symbols is tricky. So, for example, I train coaches in the transdimensional grief resolution method, and one of my coaches was working with a client who she kept seeing swords, and my mm-hmm. coach was thinking, oh, was your loved one in the military? And, in fact, that wasn't the meaning of the symbol. The symbol was, oh, my loved one and I were at cross swords. We were fighting. I want to make peace. So you have to understand, and I'm very, really hoping that people will get that the symbols that come through are not just evidential to prove, oh, my spirit is here, I'm living on in a spirit body. The symbols are designed to help you. They have meaning in terms of what you need to heal your unfinished business with those in spirit, or what you need to heal your body, what you need to evolve. Your loved ones are here to help you and guide you, you know? They are our guides, our earthly guides, and they're not going anywhere. We are their full-time love occupation. So you want to be thinking about, like, the feather that you got. The feather wasn't, oh, it's sweet. It was a symbol that led you, you know, to a specific way of confronting the doctor, you know? And it's almost like you could knock me over with a feather. You don't have to be mm-hmm. aggressive. Just use this feather, you know, and get mm-hmm. your point across.
You're so right. You know, there's often a play on words in our dreams yes. as well. So by writing them down, like you were talking about cross swords, they'll give you the play on words, and then they'll give you the visual that goes with it.
Yes.
And then they'll use it in the dream almost like playing it out, like a play. So you've
right.
got it three ways, and that's your sacred number three. And that's why it's so important, Dr. Jamie, that we learn our own dream language. Let me
beautiful.
Give you a quick example.
That's beautiful.
Somebody just sent me a dream by email, and they said, I just had this dream where, and I wanted to share it with you because I know you're doing another book with Dr. Larry Burke, which we are. I have to have the book proposal in by the end of this month. But that's a whole other story, but I know that my spirit guides will help me write it, so I'm not even worried. But she sent me this dream where she had this huge snake, and she's a twin. Okay, this huge snake came to her in a dream. And all of a sudden, the snake split itself in half. And each of the halves wrapped around her and her twin sister. And when she woke up from the dream, she said, I think that dream just told me that I have breast cancer and my sister's going to have it too because we're twins. So she said she went to the doctor and she asked for an early mammogram. She'd had one 6 months earlier and everything was fine. And she asked for another one. He said, well, we can't just give you one because you want one. And that's
because
a snake told you to, right? Yeah, you got to stand in your power and speak your truth and say, look, you know, I'll pay for it if I need to myself, but you're my doctor, you need to help me, and I know something is wrong, and so I've turned to you, and that'll usually do it. So he did. He gave her the mammogram, and she had breast cancer. It showed up in that mammogram.
My.
So she called her sister and said, you go have it done also. So her sister went and had a mammogram, and it came back negative for breast cancer, and she said, you go somewhere else. And you have it done again because this dream is showing that we both are encircled by the snake. So the sister went somewhere else and got another mammogram, and it was there at a very, very early stage.
Isn't that an incredible story, right?
Yep, and it's going into the second book. So writing down that dream and the play on words, and for me, a snake is the kundalini, the ultimate wisdom for life. It's the snake you see around the staff of a medical for the medical doctor.
The fiducius.
Yes. So by having that cut in half and then wrapping around each of them, it shows that they are both going to be involved in something that deals with medical, and it's going to happen to them both. And the fact that she woke up immediately and said breast cancer, boom.
Isn't that an amazing story?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so, you know, a lot of times people will go out to others and say, what is the symbol? And you said it, and it's very, very true. You have to listen to your own inner guidance because you know what the symbols mean. As Carl Jung said, I mean, there are universal symbols, but very often the symbols are subjective to your life. So you understand perhaps what the universal symbols mean, but inevitably your wisdom will tell you what the symbol means. You will know if you listen.
Those symbols, you're right. And those symbols, Dr. Jamie, is amazing. When we start to learn our dream symbols for our own personal dream language,
mm-hmm.
for instance, just before my mother would come in after that, I would see a pear in my dream. It doesn't take long for those symbols to become a part of our life in our waking
girlfriend,
world.
When you said I saw a pear, I couldn't help but think about breasts because, I mean...
It's true, isn't it?
You know, like, would you look at that pear? And, I mean, your whole life is about pears, the breasts.
That's right. It is. And so
I mean, that's like a joke and raunchy me, but you know, you are the queen of pears.
No, I never even thought of that.
No, I know.
I'm the queen of pears instead of the queen of
pears. You know, I saw a pear. Strap on a pear. You know, you had to strap on a pear to be.
I did. I did, and then I bought a new pair.
Exactly. Exactly.
So those symbols come into our waking world as well, and that's when we know we're able to jump between realms, and that's important. That's a big
absolutely, step. Absolutely. And eventually, as you get better and better at tuning in to your loved ones in spirit and their divine guidance, you are more and more able to hear when you're awake as well. So
mm-hmm.
this skill that you're helping people develop will expand into waking hours.
Mm-hmm. And you said something else that was really important. It slipped my mind now. What was that? I know what it is. You know, we are all born with spirit guides and guardian angels. We are born. We are with them before we decide to come onto the earth plane to do our life purpose. And they are there with us every step of the way to make sure
right.
we're on the right path. But we are their job, and they take that job very
that's
seriously.
That's right. Jean said to me right after he left his body, don't leave me, Jamie. And it was then that I realized we leave our loved ones. They don't leave us. And he said, what else is there for me to do? It's my full-time occupation to love you. We are their full-time job. They are here to hold our hands and help us travel down the bumpy road called life and guide us to be healthy and heal us. So on that note, let's just take a quick break, and we'll be back in a moment on Love Never Dies Radio.
Is something missing in your life? Maybe you feel lonely and unloved, or your work doesn't bring you joy, or you're secretly jealous of others. Hi, I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf. Millions of people, even those who are successful and surrounded by people who love them, secretly feel empty. The real source of our discontent is disconnection, and connecting to others and feeling love to our core is the cure. But to really connect, you gotta get naked. And I don't mean dropping trowel. I'm talking about radical emotional nudity, where we expose our deepest self, warts and all. Being seen and loved in this vulnerable place is the key to unlocking the door to self-love, healing, deeply intimate relationships, vibrancy, and joy in every area of your life. Join me August 9th through 11th at 1440 Multiversity in Scotts Valley, California for my only West Coast event this year. To find out more and to register, visit askdrlove.com/live events. That's askdrlove.com/live events. See you at 1440 Multiversity.
Love Never Dies is now on the Dream Vision 7 radio network every Wednesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. and 1 a.m. Eastern Time. Dr. Jamie Turndorf, also known as Dr. Love, is the number one international best-selling author of Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased. If you're grieving the loss of a loved one, tune in and find out how to reconnect and heal any unfinished business using Dr. Turndorf's groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique. Visit AskDrLove.com to find out more.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.
You're listening to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf. If you can't stop crying over the bodily loss of a loved one, Dr. Turndorf's number one international bestseller, Love Never Dies, How to Reconnect and Make Peace with the Deceased, will show you how to toss out the tissues and transform your grief into joy using her groundbreaking new Dialoguing with the Departed technique that enables you to reconnect and even heal unfinished business with those in spirit without the assistance of a medium, channeler, or psychic. Sign up for Dr. Love's free newsletter at AskDrLove.com and receive an exciting gift, a free excerpt of Love Never Dies. And now, back to Love Never Dies with Dr. Jamie Turndorf.
Hello again and welcome back to Love Never Dies. I'm talking with the lovely Kathleen O'Keefe Canavos, three-time breast cancer survivor and the author of the Nautilus Award-winning book, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases. So, Kat, one thing that I wanted to talk about with you is the question that many people will ask, I'm sure, well, what if I can't remember my dreams? And you have that seven-letter acronym, So Dream, to help people remember the seven steps needed to retrieve your dreams. So could you talk about those seven steps?
Certainly, yeah. It's not that, you know, I hear people say all the time, well, I don't dream. You do dream. You do. You just don't remember them. It's an innate gift that we have. And so if you're having trouble remembering your dreams, by using this acronym, So Dream, hopefully it will help you. And if it does, you know, email me, catcan@comcast.net, and tell me, it worked, and this is what happened, because I love to hear from people about dreams. So if you take each of the letters from So Dream, our first one is S, and that's set your intention, which is so important. You're going to go to sleep with that intention on your mind. So you've set the intention just as you set your dining room table before you eat. You're setting your dream intention before you dream. And this is part of the law of attraction. You want to attract to you what your intention is. So it might be something like you want to meet your physician within, which I did in a dream. I met my physician within. It was wild. I loved it. So set that intention, and then the next thing you want to do is O. Organize yourself before sleep in order to record your dream upon awakening. So you want to make sure you're organized. You've got your journal beside your bed, your pen, or a recording device. You could use your phone or a little tiny flashlight if necessary. If your husband's in there, you don't want to flip the lights on. But you want to make sure you've got everything right beside the bed, because if it's a really important message, you know, Dr. Jamie, you probably know this yourself, they're going to wake you up in the middle of the dream, 2 o'clock in the morning. They're like going to be, wake up and write this down so you don't forget it throughout the night. So you want to make sure you've got everything there to write it down. And then D, dream. In order to begin the process of fulfilling your desire to dream, believe that you do dream, because you do dream. It's a case of remembering it. And then the next one is R, remain in your sleep position when you first awaken. Otherwise, if you move around, your dream is going to slip away. You move into the waking world too quickly. So wake up slowly. Maybe before you even open your eyes, you remember you hold on to a couple of things from your dream, and you stay in your sleep position and just kind of reach out and see if you can touch your dream journal and slowly open your eyes. And then you want to E, and that refers to your emotions, or what I call snippets in the dream. Those part of your dream, or those parts of your dream that elicit emotion. Okay, the other things may just be part of backing up the dream, but what really got to your gut, that's what you want to write down. And then A is then you start adding to it. Don't try to remember everything at once. What colors did you see? What people? Were there people in your dreams? Were there animals in your dreams? Where were you? Was it daytime? Was it nighttime? Was it raining? Was it sunny? And then you go into M, which is meaning. What do all those things that you just wrote down, colors, people, where you were, what do they mean to you? And that's the acronym for So Dream.
That's beautiful. And by the way, here's just a little tidbit that I discovered. It's very little known. Your doctor won't tell you this. There's a correlation between not remembering your dreams and vitamin B deficiency. And especially the P5P, which is vitamin B5. And as you start to supplement, you will begin to have more memory of your dream.
Great. I did not know that, but then, you know, I'm pretty healthy, so now.
Yeah.
You know, and even when I was going through treatment, my dreams were probably more active then than they even are now, but that's because everything is pretty smooth now. But that's great. Thank you so much for sharing.
Yeah, we want to keep people aware of what they're dreaming. So you said that you're starting a new book. It's going to be on this topic, obviously. What are you doing in the new book?
Actually, Dr. Larry Burke is finishing up his second dream breast cancer research. He's been doing research through Duke University, and so he wants to do a second book, and we've had all of these incredible dreams come in that were validated. See, all of our dreams are validated by pathology reports.
Excellent.
Otherwise, we don't take them. And we've even got a story that's going to go in that book from a woman who survived pancreatic cancer because it was found so early in a dream. So finding cancer or any other illness very, very early in your life through your dreams can save your life. And one of the things we're going to be adding to the book is a chapter on Lyme disease. And that was brought to our attention by Dr. Pat, her show. She wants to be involved in this. So if you had any dreams at all, Dr. Jamie, that you would like to put into our book, especially with the Lyme, I would love to have it.
Well, knowing me as you are going to come to know me, I have a lot of X-rated thoughts and dreams. And my husband sent me this really sexy guy, and I took one look at him and said, he is enormous. I need to speed dial my gynecologist. Like, I'm in serious trouble. I'm not kidding you. So that night, you want to talk about a dream, my husband woke me from a sound sleep. I sat bolt upright. I didn't even have to be asleep. It was like, wake up. There's a laser procedure I want to show you. And I literally was led by him down to the computer where I discovered this laser procedure that had just come in from Italy, speaking of synchronicity, since your book is being published in Italian. And I found this laser procedure. It's called Mona Lisa Touch, and there's another one that has, I think has supplanted it. But so my husband literally led me to this through my dream state, and he woke me up, and then it became, I was up. I didn't even, and I was literally at the computer in the middle of the night. So, I mean, if you want that one in the book, it would be like, well, this is only for the grown-up version.
No, that's okay. Most of the books are by the grown-ups, but you know what? The millennials are loving our book because they're downloading it. And also the book is available. I forgot to mention that. It's now available as an audio book. It just went live this week as an audio version.
Isn't it wonderful? And now, is it in your voice or is it in someone else's?
It's in someone else's voice.
Yeah. All right.
It's not in my voice.
So you have a lovely voice. But now we have 5 minutes left, and I want to make sure that everybody knows how to find you. And I want to repeat the title of your book again, Dreams That Can Save Your Life, Early Warning Signs of Cancer and Other Diseases, Kathleen O'Keefe Canavos. I want everybody to know all your coordinates, your website, social media, anything you want everyone to know about how to find you, and that's very important.
So you can go to my website, which is Kathleen O'Keefe Cannabis, and that's Kathleen, KathleenOkeefe, and then Cannabis, like cannabis you smoke, but with a K and a V, KANAVOS, or you can just go to Google and type in the Queen of Dreams. And I will come up because I have two columns in two different magazines, and that's the name of my column. And my book is on Amazon. It is published and distributed through Inner Tradition, Simon & Schuster. So just go to Amazon, and you can find it there. Or it's on the Inner Traditions page, and it's on the Simon & Schuster page. And it's also on my website, so it's pretty easy to find the book. And I'm also on my show on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network on the first and third Tuesday of every month. And it's a live show also, and it's called Dreaming Healing. So you can call into the show if you've got a dream you'd like to share with me, and we'll talk about it right on the show.
That's wonderful. And in the last few minutes, what's the message you would like to leave everyone who's listening with?
You know, our dreams can be early warning signs, not just of cancer and not just of disease, but they can also be early warning signs and symbols of our relationships. Or let's say maybe we are unhappy in our job. What should we do? We get those answers in our dreams. And when we have a relationship that's not working, let's say you're dating, but you keep having dreams where you and your date are walking down the street, and this really happened in a dream that someone sent to me, and as they were walking down the street, there were all these red flags flapping in the wind beside her, and she's going, do you think that means something?
You think it means something? Yeah, thanks.
It's like, you know, what does a red flag mean to you? That's a universal symbol now of something's not right. So our dreams can help us in our personal life, our physical life, dealing with health, because there's a real paradigm shift happening between dream spirituality and Western medicine. People are going to their doctors and saying, you know, I had a dream. And it's my hope that at some point, Westernized doctors will look at that patient and say, tell me your dream so I know what tests to order.
I love that. Absolutely love that. That is so wonderful that your dream is that you will have every doctor be a true health partner and listen to the prognostic power of dreams and defer to the patient's wisdom, right? Because
yes.
My monk told me, get mm-hmm. a pair. There's something wrong with you.
That's true. I love that. Get a pair.
Get a pair.
Yes.
That's going to be your new slogan. I got a pair.
Yeah, I got a pair.
It's really been wonderful having you on the show. I'm really glad that you reached out and asked to come on, and I just loved spending this time with you. Your work is beautiful. You are saving the world one or two breaths at a time, and it's a wonderful ministry, and I wish you great success.
Well, thank
continued
you so much,
success.
Dr. Jamie Turndorf. I loved being on your show. This was fun. I love your sense of humor.
I loved having you. So stay with me. I'll say a farewell to you after we close. Everybody, just keep your breaths high and your spirits high and listen. Listen to your dreams. See you next time on Love Never Dies Radio.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.